Hi, I'm Ed Byarsky. I'm a master gardener, and this is Garden Talk on Juno Afternoon. Early April, trees and shrubs, plants are starting to bud. Maybe some things are even flowering already, but it's also a great time because the trees and shrubs are relatively dormant yet. Perfect time for digging, moving, transplanting. You saw last year, well, some of these things are in the wrong place, whether it's too wet, too dry, well, that's unlikely. But it's a great time because the trees and shrubs are fairly dormant. Their nutrients are stored in their roots at this time. And where to dig, where to start digging. So if you've got, a 6-foot tall tree, look at the width of the tree. How far the branches spread out? Where is the drip line? That's out the outer edges, tips of the branches are also about where the tips of the roots are in the ground. Dig down all the way around the tree. I will dig down with a sharp shovel around the edges. Lift up one side and you can maybe start tucking a tarp in underneath that edge, or even using some boards or a pry bar so you can lift as you lift one side and to raise the tree so you can get in underneath there, and then go around to the other side, do the same thing, or work your way around the tree. Again, having a helper is a plus. What I really like is a kid's sled. Works great for moving trees like that. You know, don't lift them any more than you have to. Dig your new hole. Make sure it drains well where you're going to be putting it in, or maybe you've been doing some work to make a raised bed. Even if you, again, need more better drainage, maybe just dig a very shallow bowl on the soil surface. Set your tree or shrub root ball on that, and then make a raised bed around it. If it's a tree, you may well want to stake that tree. Get two or three tree stakes to pound in on the outside edge of the root ball with some rope, scraps of t-shirt material. You want something soft that goes around the tree. You don't use wire, and a little bit of movement is okay so the roots will gradually support the tree for the long term. Perennials, too, can be divided now. You'll start to see them start to pop up. Hostas, primroses, astilbes, and lots of other stuff. You can dig them and divide them this time of year quite safely and easily. If you don't need to move the whole plant, you can take that sharp shovel again and go right down through the middle of the clump and cut away half of the plant. Lift that half out, perhaps split it into two or three more pieces, then to replant in a new spot with some good rich soil and all that, or give it away, share it, put it in pots for the coming plant sales, any of those things. With something like rhubarb, that's really beneficial because after some years, you get more and more little buds coming up. Right now, those little pink buds that are showing are red, but they get smaller and smaller as you get more and more growing points. So again, then you backfill the hole where you took the piece out of with good rich soil. And that piece that was left in the soil, relatively undisturbed, other than being cut in half, you'll be able to harvest from. Where the pieces that you dig up and divide and replant somewhere, those normally you would want to leave alone to grow the first year. And then next year, you'd be able to get some harvesting from. All the food for the plants are stored in the roots right now. So again, if you dig them up, then you can move them and then they take right off and start growing as the soil warms, the air warms, and all of that sort of thing. Garden Talk is produced by KTOO's Shelley Delaney. I'm your host, Ed Byarsky. If you have questions, please send them to me at edbyarsky@hotmail.com. You can also find us on the web at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. It's always gardening season in Juneau, at least in my neighborhood. Spring is coming.